Welcome to Movie Chronicles with the Pal Bros. Now, I know there seems to be an endless spiral of bad stories coming from Hollywood, and we may see Hollywood as the dumpster fire that it is, but it is true, we still love movies. That being said, we desire the destruction and death of Hollywood, and the end of the reign of the evil and corrupt men and women telling these awful stories. We desire a rebirth of the film industry, through the telling of good stories that lead to Christ being glorified and one day reigning over the film industry. If you wish to support us in our mission, head over to patreon.com/thepowellbros or follow the link in the show notes. There you'll gain access to our exclusive show, The Powell Bros Mini Reviews, as well as early access to both Movie Chronicles and Movie Reviews by The Powell Bros. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Movie Chronicles with the Powell Bros. We're excited, as always. I just love this podcast, this show, being able to do this just really low-key, talk about what's going on in the world of Hollywood and indie films, and have some fun on the film as well. Kind of nerd out for a little bit at the end, and I think I enjoy this one a lot. So,
how you doing? Yeah, for sure. Doing good.
I'm your host.
Yeah, no, this one's fun.
One of your hosts, Trent.
Yep.
With my other host, Tobias.
Yep.
What are we talking about today?
Cool.
There's not a whole lot, but there's some things.
Yeah. I don't have a whole lot. I mean, just like the big thing, which would be the Deadpool and Wolverine trailer. The full trailer, because the other one was just a teaser, so we
got our full trailer. The official trailer.
And just one other neat little fact, but other than that, what do you got?
Obviously talk about the Wolverine trailer. We just found out today that they're going to... I heard someone talk about this like a few months ago, but this year, as it pertains to movies, like we're getting about like maybe half of the amount of movies as we usually get. And you could just even right the last few months, you can tell there's hardly anything really coming out compared to most years. And, you know, we're getting close to summer and there's a few good ones coming out this summer and a few big ones like Deadpool and Wolverine, but there's not a lot. What studios have been doing is they're re-releasing all their films that are big hits with people, like, you know, Columbia Studios. It's the company that Sony owns that did all.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's first Columbia.
Columbia
Pictures.
Yeah. So they're re-releasing all the Spider-Man films. It's their 100th year anniversary. So they did Spider-Man 1. They're doing every Monday. Spider-Man 1 was 2 weeks ago. Spider-Man 2 was this past Monday. And Spider-Man 3 and then Amazing Spider-Man and then all the Tom Holland films. They're just re-releasing them. And we also found out that they released the first Spider-Man movie and it made, $800,000 on, you know, opening day. You know, that's not, I mean, it's not crazy, but it's pretty solid. I mean, it just shows, it's just, and it's on a Monday, just one release. People like old stuff. They like the nostalgia. There's a big nostalgia factor because this is the next generation. So now people like me who watched the Spider-Man movies in theaters as kids are now getting to take their kids to go see the Spider-Man movies. Like that's a big deal. And so it's cool that they're doing that. But it's also showing that there's not Hollywood doesn't have much to offer this year, and a lot of it's because of the strike and whatnot, but it's kind of nice because we get a lot of old stuff and other things that are actually good. Kind of takes back to the glory days, sort of.
Yeah,
but as I was saying, sure. We just found out that they're gonna be this summer releasing all the Lord of the Rings films and releasing the extended cuts, which is going to be awesome. Because from what I know, they've never put the extended cuts in theaters, so...
Yeah, I mean, so I watched it would have been Return of the King. I think it was must have been the 25th anniversary. Just last year, I went and saw that in theaters.
Right.
That was really cool.
That was theatrical.
But it wasn't the theatrical release, not the extended edition.
So... So I'm ready to sit through three, 4 hour films and eat two buckets of popcorn and have a great time.
Yeah,
I'm not doing it.
Yeah,
that'd be a treat. Sure. Oh, come on. Just seeing Return of the King in theaters is going to be incredible. That'll be fun. I can't wait.
Yeah. So. Well, speaking of these movies that are coming out, so Spider-Man 2, just this last Monday, they made $805,000, almost $1 million on a Monday with one screening.
Yeah.
One day of screening. That's
Isn't that what the first one made?
Oh, I don't know what the first one made.
Oh, okay.
What I saw was just for the second one.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I was talking about. So, anyways.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Fathom Events are putting on these movies and releasing like The Lord of the Rings, and they've been really like in my theater. I'm assuming it's in even eight, like I have a Regal, so it's probably AMC as well, but they've been releasing all the Christopher Nolan films. So Inception was put in theaters this last week. They're doing Interstellar, Dunkirk, and the Dark Knight movies and everything. I haven't had an opportunity to see any of them because they're on Wednesdays and I don't really have time to do it on Wednesday. So, but I didn't have, besides, like I said, we'll talk about the Deadpool and Wolverine trailer in a minute, but don't have a whole lot. There's not like there's not a crazy amount happening at this moment.
Yeah, no.
I feel like there was something.
I think we have a lot to talk about with Deadpool because we got to talk about our opinions of Deadpool.
Let's jump into it. What do you think of the trailer?
I was gonna say, what's your opinion of Deadpool? Just Deadpool in general.
Deadpool, oh boy. I think there's not much redeemable about his character. I mean,
This is kind of like I know I'm just jumping in away. But this is kind of like Breaking Bad. Like we've kind of talked about it. Like it's something that's, you know, well made and an interesting character, but it's just a not a good person. Like just
He's not. And it's like
not a good story.
But I think the thing of Deadpool is they play it off for laughs and they don't portray him as a good person. Well, they portray him as a flawed character who's, you know, willing to just kill really anyone. I mean, sort of. I mean, he's an anti-hero. You know, they try to give him a character arc and like, you know, give him reasons to be a good guy, even though he's not always a good guy. But and he's a comedic character. Like, he makes you laugh and he cracks jokes. He's also, but of course, he's very vulgar and inappropriate.
Well, even like what you were saying, like most of the time he's not even being like a good guy. Like, other than like, I mean, he only kills like bad guys, but he's like killing them like without any hesitation and just nonchalantly he enjoys it. Yeah. He enjoys the killing of the bad guys, but he is killing the bad guys. So like technically, but there's just not like he's really, but in true morality, like he's just not a good guy.
No, he's not. And I don't think he's necessarily supposed to be, like, they're not portraying him as this great, morally, you know, role model.
For sure.
People should follow. He's just a superhero, comic book superhero that makes people laugh.
He does save people.
You don't take it seriously.
He's out to save, he's out to save the innocent, and that's a good thing.
In this trailer, like, you know, the story they're telling is that he's made some mistakes, like he messed with time and he's going to have to own up to those mistakes and take responsibility for it. And so he has to go get Wolverine who's a broken beat up character who let his world go to, his world get destroyed. And now Deadpool is, he is put in a place where he now needs to save his world, I guess. So like they're portraying him as like a hero in this one, and he's even gonna try and even save Wolverine, in a sense, save him from himself, and they're going to give Wolverine a character arc as well, as he's, you know,
for sure
coming, you know, he's going to be a redeemed character by the end because he's broken now and so forth. So at the start of the film, he's a broken character. So
yeah,
but you're right, like, he's not, Deadpool's not like a good person, like, he's not a good guy or good character to follow, and at the same time, like,
and you're right, they do point that out, and they make that clear, and it's not quite as bad as Breaking Bad, where it's just a bad guy making bad choices, leading himself to destruction and doing everything for himself. Whereas this is just like a bad guy. The audience is
supposed to see him as a good guy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Right.
Which, I mean.
Right.
But Deadpool, like, he is the hero in the movie, so they are kind of doing that. They're kind of portraying him as, like, this is the good guy that we should root for. But he's also a piece of crap. So.
I don't know. Yeah. There's a lot of things, like, if we ever get to reviewing Deadpool, there's a lot to unpack in those movies, and
there is,
and just his character, right. There's entertaining parts of these movies, and
it's for things comic that book keep nerds, in it. You know, who love to see comic book characters,
especially this screen. Especially this movie coming up.
Yes. This is
Deadpool Wolverine.
It's taken over 20 years, but we're finally getting Wolverine in the blue and yellow suit. I don't know why it's taken that long, but Hugh Jackman finally did it.
Yeah.
Even though he's, like, really old. But he looks great. Like, he bulked up for this role, and he's going to give it his all. Like, he looks fine. There is that one scene where it's a flashback, and I think they de-age him in the trailer. It looks like a de-aging. Mm-hmm. But other than that, like, I think he looks pretty good.
Yeah. So we finally got to see, I mean, maybe someone knew who the villain was. I never knew who the villain was, but I guess it's
I didn't know
Xavier's
either.
Twin sister.
It's a twin sister? Yeah. Isn't it just sister? I don't think it's... She's pretty young, so she probably wouldn't be a twin sister.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe just sister. Evil sister.
Yeah.
Cassandra Nova is her name.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we see her good bit in this trailer.
Right.
We get to see that.
Do they really even, tell us what her motivation is?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I mean, I think I only watched the trailer once, so.
Okay. Yeah.
So I've seen it a couple times. They might have, but I didn't see... what exactly her motivations are.
Right.
And, there's quite a bit that happened in that trailer for sure. We actually saw Wolverine. I mean, we hadn't seen him yet.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Because he wasn't in the Wolverine teaser. Wolverine
was, completely prominent throughout this entire trailer. When he was he wasn't even in, really, the first trailer.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the purpose of that was. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's, like, they gave us a Deadpool trailer, and now they gave us a Wolverine trailer.
Yeah, like basically. Yeah.
So...
Yeah, we saw the giant Ant-Man.
Yeah.
That was dead.
So that's...
That was cool.
Yeah, I guess that's, like, straight out of the comics. Like,
yeah.
Dead Ant-Man.
Yeah.
This would be interesting. And then, in that scene where the mask is opening up, you have a bunch of the X-Men characters from First Class. So there's, like, Zazel.
Yeah, I saw that.
The Pyro guy. There's a couple others. But, they were all...
Not First Class, X2.
Well, Azazel, the red Nightcrawler, he's from First Class.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
He's also in X2. The girl with the long claws.
Oh, yeah, she's...
X2.
Oh, yeah,
the fire guy, X2. They're all X2 characters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
So, that's interesting. And then they have that, like, that car with the flaming strike, like, the... flames on it that they're driving, and it's also in that scene with the Ant-Man mask. So I don't know what that's supposed to be. If it's supposed to be Ghost Rider, but it's his car, like a car, maybe.
Oh, huh. I miss that.
Some people were saying that it's Red Skull's car, because it's the same car, but it has, like, flames on it, so it's I don't know if they added some stuff to it. That's all I know. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, it's interesting. Like I said, the movie, it looks like a fun movie.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds, like in real life, they have really good chemistry. They're just good buddies, yeah. and they play off each other really well, and they do a good job at just mocking one another, and just being like brothers. And I think that that's gonna do really well in this. That's gonna come out really well in this film. So it'll be fun to see, and it'll just be a pretty funny movie, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
And like I don't know, not yeah, a whole lot.
Like we said, like he's a bad guy, but he does save the innocent, and if you focus on that, like that's good. But he is a bad guy, and you're not supposed to. He's not supposed to be a role model by any means, and I don't think they ever make it seem like he is a role model. And and yeah, they do, like, he is just a joke, you know, like people just, he is there to just be laughed at.
Right.
And I think that's good.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And then the trailer ends with the portal opening up, the Doctor Strange portal, and then jumping through it.
Yeah. What if they go to the end game fight at the end?
Yeah.
They show up. That would be everyone hilarious. Just stops and looks at them.
Yeah. Oh man.
That'd Who knows hilarious. What they're gonna do? It's gonna be a massive cameo fest.
It's gonna be a wild ride for sure.
Oh my goodness. It's gonna be crazy. Apparently, so did you hear that, spoilers, Henry Cavill is supposed to be a Wolverine variant in this.
Huh.
Wow. Confirmed. Like, he's, well.
Oh, really?
Like, so, it's a rumor that's, like, most likely confirmed.
Yeah.
So, that would be interesting. Huh. He'll show up, and I guarantee you, Deadpool will say, "I loved you as I loved you as Superman."
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of DC and Superman, Jason Momoa was in Bozeman.
Oh yeah.
So he's partnering with a Montana liquor company, and he made a tequila with them. So he was here to promote his tequila, and he went to the liquor store and did like pictures and signings and everything. And I didn't go. I didn't care that much, but
yeah.
I know some people that went and met him. So that's interesting.
Oh, that's cool. So that's funny.
So Jason Momoa was in Montana.
Oh, we also got it's like the dog Deadpool.
Really, I think it's Dogpool. Dogpool.
Dog. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
the ugliest dog.
Well,
there's gonna be all kinds of weird stuff.
There's gonna be a lot of Deadpool variants as well.
Yeah.
So this is still a Marvel movie, and Marvel's track record right now is not great at all. So it's gonna be interesting. Like I think it's gonna be a good. It's gonna be a huge hit. It's gonna make a lot of money. It's gonna have a lot of hype around it. But it's not gonna change anything. Marvel's still going to be Marvel. The only hope that this movie has is the fact that Ryan Reynolds has been given a lot of creative control over it. He's a producer of this film, and they gave him a lot of freedom to pretty much run wild.
Well, if you think about I think it was the last good Marvel movie would have been Guardians 3.
Yeah.
And
which that was change James anything?
Gunn. Like
no.
No. But James Gunn had control over it. So that's where, like, you know, like, we have hope that, like, maybe this will be better than all the other crap we've been getting.
Yeah.
And honestly, just did that, like, the CGI looks far better than the CGI we've gotten. Like, we saw in that trailer.
Oh, Wolverine's claws when he's in his suit, and it just...
Oh, yeah.
And he had, like, the glove and everything, it looks perfect. Yeah. Like, it's just straight out of the comic books. It just looks so good.
Yeah.
So I can nerd out. Like it's gonna be fun. I'm mostly excited to see Wolverine. I don't care that much about Deadpool. Like, yes, he's a very vulgar character. He's not a good role model. I think Ryan Reynolds is funny, but I also know that it's like, okay, he's also really inappropriate, and also that, you know, it's oftentimes blasphemous as well. So there's a lot of issues with that, but I like Hugh Jackman and I like Wolverine, So I'm excited to see what they're going to do with him in this movie. So.
Yeah.
Granted, we're getting another broken, old, washed up superhero, or not just superhero, just old washed up man character, which
yeah,
for some reason Marvel loves, or Disney loves to do. Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Indiana Jones, I'm sure there's many other examples, but it's just, it's getting a little old, but it's what it is.
Yeah,
I with Wolverine it makes sense and I'm okay with it for the most part. Yeah. Well, so that's the other thing is, like, I wonder if there's gonna be a twist where this is actually the Wolverine from the Fox X-Men, and you know, the Fox X-Men is are getting, you know, the whole world like ended or something, which is kind of potentially, because you have that 20th Century Fox sign and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I
know. Yeah. This, who knows? Very well could be. Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. And it makes sense that, like, he got his suit because, you know, it was like the final battle to save their universe or something, and they lost.
Right.
Something kind of like the Thanos fight in the second Doctor Strange movie, where they fought and they won. Wait, they won that fight, didn't they?
Yeah, they killed. Never mind.
But Thanos. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So,
but Doctor Strange went evil or whatever.
Yeah. But yeah, just like, yeah, there was probably a final battle and they lost, and and that's when he got his suit, and he was supposed to be the one to save them and he didn't. Something along those lines, I'm sure.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. But like I said, it's not going to change anything with Marvel. Like, there might be a big twist that, like, it resets. Well, what they should do, so what they're doing is, they're doing, you know, Deadpool kills the Fox X-Men, like, that's basically the story. What they should do is Deadpool kills the MCU. like legit, like, they should, like, just have a complete reset after this, you know, because everything you've done has been a complete mess. It's been awful. Do a reset. Deadpool kills the MCU. Go super meta and just have him break the fourth wall and talk about how terrible the MC, how terrible Phase 4 was, and make She-Hulk jokes and everything, and Marvel's jokes about the Marvels and everything. Just go all out and then start over. Because it's like, I guess, kind of to shift a little bit, you know, the next big Marvel movie that is also supposed to be a reset is Captain America Brave New World. So it's the fourth Captain America movie. It that has had like three reshoots, like complete.
Yeah.
Like, the movie's going to be a disaster.
Like, oh, yeah.
They've had to go back and reshoot the whole film at least once. And I think they're still doing a bunch of reshoots, you know, including rewrites and all these things. And I don't know. It's supposed to like set up the next phase of Marvel, but I don't see it doing much or being any good.
Yeah, no.
Who knows?
Yeah, and then we have Fantastic Four after that, which is just gonna be another disaster. And I mean, it might actually do well, but
maybe
it won't be a good movie.
Right.
It won't be a good story. I don't think. Not.
No.
I did hear rumors though that there will be a male Silver Surfer.
Really?
I don't know where I heard that, but yeah, I heard rumors that there is going to be a male Silver Surfer.
Interesting.
So the girl Silver Surfer could just be a variant of.
Well, no, because the girl isn't. She's not Silver Surfer. She's a. In the comics,
she's a love interest. But she has the Silver Surfer.
She has the
Silver Surfer mantle. Yeah.
Yeah.
She holds the mantle of Silver Surfer. That's not what I'm saying, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So yeah, but there could be two Silver Surfers.
Right.
Is what I'm saying.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like they should have just announced that, like, saying that.
Yeah.
You know, we're bringing a female, but alongside this actor who's playing the male Silver Surfer. Like.
Yeah. For sure.
So who knows? We'll see.
I think. I also think that I think the Fantastic Four movie is going to be related to the multiverse or something still. It, they're just holding that probably back. Probably will be. And so there's a lot more to it, I think, that we just haven't heard.
Right.
But yeah. Yeah, do you have anything else along these lines? Because we can do one of your segments, or
yeah,
there's one topic that I was thinking we could kind of digest.
What do you got?
I just want to talk about spoilers, because just in general as a topic, do you think spoilers matter?
What do you mean? Like, in what way?
I don't think spoilers really matter. Really? There's very specific cases where I think it really matters. Like, sometimes it could be like, oh, dang, why did you spoil that? Because it was kind of like the point of the whole story. But for most part, like say in Deadpool 3, like, that Iron Man was going to be in it. Like, if somebody told you that Iron Man was going to be in it, should you really care that much? I'd right. be like, oh, when that's a spoiler.
When it comes to cameos,
I think that doesn't really matter. Right.
Like,
yeah.
Like, No Way Home, when No Way Home is about to come out, if it was never leaked, if, you know, you had absolutely no idea that the other two Spider-Men were going to be in it, and someone told you that, oh, hey, guess what? Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are going to be in this. Like, I think that would be a pretty big spoiler, because it has to do with the plot.
Right.
Granted, does it change the film? Does it change? I think it just changes your initial experience, which is a big part of watching the movie. Like, the first experience ingesting the film and learning about the story, learning about the plot, the twists and turns. Like here, what if I came to you and said, "Hey, I have this movie. It's kind of a horror movie. It's a horror movie concept that I have, and it's about this this kid who." Can see dead people, and he meets this older man I'm blanking on the plot of the story, but anyways, but what if I spoil it and told you that the guy that the main character in this story that this kid meets is actually dead all along, and you don't find out until the end.
I mean, see, that's where I'm. Like, in a movie like that, like, I don't think it really matters. Like, it doesn't change the story. It'll ruin the first time you watch it, but it won't ruin the story.
Right.
Because, like, I've seen the movie a ton of times after the first time I watched it, and but it's like, still great every single time.
Right, but something like with The Sixth Sense, like, the story is being told in such a way that you're not supposed to know that the characters... Right. actually been dead all along until the end. So that's the story is
so there's movies
because,
like that
because I think the kid doesn't know that, you know, so and you're like, you're following the kid and seeing the movie from his perspective for the most part, and so you want to get his perspective from the kid
does know that he's dead the whole time. That's the point, is that the kid, that's why the kid was scared of him the first time he saw him and all that. So he does.
Sure. Okay.
So it is actually only for the audience.
Okay.
But there are other movies I can't think of any particular examples, like a whodunit movie, like a murder mystery. Like, if you spoil like who the murderer was, then that kind of ruins it. Right. I also don't really like watching murder mysteries more than once. I like some I'll watch again. Like,
yeah.
I liked like Glass Onion and stuff. Knives Out, like those two movies, Ryan Johnson movies.
Knives Out's good. Glass Onion,
I can't
remember. But like, I remember those... not liking Glass Onion very much. I can't remember what it was though. I like Knives Out.
Yeah, I think I meant to say Knives Out.
Okay.
I don't think I've seen Glass Onion more than once. I saw it once when it came out.
Seen it once,
I don't remember if it's a good movie or not. I'm not endorsing it or anything. But
yeah,
like movies like that, like if you spoil it, like that's kind of like defeats the whole purpose of the entire movie. But whereas like. The Sixth Sense, it doesn't destroy the whole purpose of the movie. The whole purpose of the movie isn't to figure out that he was dead the whole time. Like, yeah, it's a big reveal, but it's also not destroying the story. Like, there's still a story there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just... I think it is a case-by-case thing.
Right.
Like, Does it destroy the story? Does it ruin the story if you spoil it? Could it really destroy your first time viewing it? And I think other than those two things, I don't think it really matters.
Sure. Right. Because, I mean, that's the only reason why spoilers would matter is because of your first time experience. Because after you've seen it, then spoilers don't matter. So I would say they do matter because you're
right.
If you produce a film and give it and have someone watch it, like, you want them to experience the twists and turns and experience the plot and story, experience the dark night of the soul, you know, mm-hmm. and feel the weight of, you know, knowing that, oh, these characters are in danger. Like, once if you find out before the movie starts that, oh, this main character dies, you know, in right before the third act, it's like, yeah, it's going to change how you view the movie the first time, for the most part.
Yeah, no, for sure.
You're waiting for them to die.
Yes, I agree.
And so it's a less of emotional impact when you, as far as the first time you're experiencing the movie, because I think, like a lot of these movies that we've been watching, like there's a good amount of them that we don't want to watch again. We don't care about watching again. Actually, that's not even that actually doesn't really make my point. But I say in general, movies are made for that first time experience.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, I agree. So. No, I take it back. Yeah. Yeah, I think spoilers do matter.
Okay. Cool. but it's not that, like, but I get
what I wanted to digest it. Yeah. Yeah.
I get what you're saying. And finding out that such and such is going to be in Deadpool and Wolverine, I don't care that much. Granted,
I think spoilers have gone a little too far. It's like,
sure,
you can barely talk about a movie and then someone's like, oh, spoilers, you know?
Yeah. And I can get that. And
people just need to calm down a bit.
I agree with that. Just
be like,
definitely.
For sure. So. Cool. All right. Did you want to do one of your segments?
Sure. Let's do it.
Of,
okay. So
of
I'll give you an option here.
Hot takes.
Well, I have some questions that we could ask, like nerd fest questions, or we could do the pick 1 through 5 and give me a hot take.
Can you give me an example of the questions?
What's your favorite score in a superhero film or something like that?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, we can do one of those.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to do that one or
what's your question. Favorite lightsaber battle in Star Wars?
Oh, definitely Anakin and Obi-Wan in Revenge of the Sith.
Okay. See, like, so that one's like tied for first for me, because I think Return of the Jedi, Luke and Vader fight at the end. Just because of how much, how heavy that fight. Well, it's like, okay, so there's a lot riding on that one, but there's also a lot riding on the Anakin and Obi-Wan fight.
The one with Anakin and Obi-Wan, like, Obi-Wan is not trying to really kill Anakin. He's trying to save Anakin.
Right.
And so, like, the fact that he's fighting him the whole time, like, that's just, like, wild.
It is,
and. Yeah. There's just so many deep things that are happening, and yeah, it's
definitely Anakin's like I said, it's a tie for me. As far as like cool fight action, yeah, that one takes the cake.
Yeah,
but even the Darth Vader and Luke, I think it's just so iconic, and there's just so many aspects of that fight, you know, from beginning to end that have such an emotional impact, as far as like Luke struggling with the fact that he is having to fight his father in order to save his friends. But he also wants to redeem his father, but he's also having a struggle. He's struggling with his anger and his hatred and his, that draw to the dark side. And then the moment where he chooses to not kill his father, not kill the Emperor, and to not fight, to put down his sword, to put down his lightsaber, like and that is like, I think one of the best, probably my favorite moments in Star Wars, because he's choosing to not be like his father. And he knows that sacrifice, him giving that up and not giving into the anger and the hatred, is the only chance that he has of saving his father. So his father will see that and whatnot. So anyways, I just love that fight.
Yeah, no, that's a great fight too. Yeah.
Duel of the Fates, you know, Maul, Obi-Wan, and Qui-Gon, another great, great fight. And one that has a lot of big impact on the story of Star Wars. Yeah. I think Dooku and Yoda's fight in Attack of the Clones is a little underrated. I think that's pretty good.
Cool.
Yep. Awesome.
All right.
That's pretty much it.
Yep, that's everything. Else. Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. If you guys want to support us, head over to patreon.com/thepalbros. We got a whole plethora of mini reviews over there, and a backlog of like 9 episodes of Movie Chronicles that are not open to the public. So yeah, head over there, give us some support, and it's $5 a month, cheaper than a Netflix subscription.
Far cheaper.
And yeah, way cheaper. And yeah, thank you guys for listening. And yeah, we look forward to doing these, and we look forward to next week as well.
Yeah.
All right. We are out. Thanks. See ya. Bye.
Bye.